This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Do you want to set your child up for success? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback.
Well, I know with Eleanor, when she was struggling so much with math, if she had been able to do online learning at home, she would have been much better able to keep up with class, and that would have just made the whole situation much easier for her. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Happier listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I recently read the excellent novel, O William, by Elizabeth Strout. I loved many passages in the book, and one particularly stuck out to me. I read and reread this passage because I love this beautiful example of loving action. In the novel, the main character is Lucy Barton, a character you may know if you've read Strout's earlier novel, My Name is Lucy Barton, or the more recent novel, Lucy by the Sea. Lucy grew up in dire poverty with an abusive father and a distant, difficult mother. In the first chapters of the novel, O William, Lucy mentions that when she was 17 years old, she won a full scholarship to college. When the time came to leave for school, Lucy packed her clothes in two grocery bags and a box from her father's trunk, and her guidance counselor from school, Mrs. Nash, picked her up from her house and drove her to college. Several pages later, Lucy reflects on that day with Mrs. Nash. As we drove along, she suddenly pulled off the turnpike and drove to a shopping mall. And tapping my arm, she said, "Get out, get out." And we got out and went into the mall. And then she put a hand on my shoulder and looked into my eyes and said, "In 10 years, Lucy, you can pay me back, okay?" On that trip to the mall, we learned she bought Lucy skirts, shirts, blouses, underwear, jeans, and a suitcase. And before they packed the new clothes in the suitcase, Mrs. Nash took a tiny pair of scissors and cut off all the price tags. Lucy continues. In 10 years, she had died. It was a car accident that killed her. So I never paid her back, and I have never forgotten her. She recalls, "When we got to the college that day, I said to Mrs. Nash, sort of jokingly, 'Can I pretend you're my mother?' And she looked surprised and then said, 'Of course you can, Lucy.' And though I never called her mom, when she went into the dorm room with me, she was nice to people, and I think they thought she was my mother. I will always, oh, always, I will always love that woman." From the novel, we don't know if Lucy ever told Mrs. Nash how much she loved her and that she had always remembered that day. And as I thought about it, it occurred to me that if the novel had revealed that Lucy had never thanked Mrs. Nash, I wouldn't have been surprised. It seems to me that sometimes when we're the most thankful, when that feeling goes deepest, it's very hard to express it or perhaps even mention it. Perhaps that's a good thing to keep in mind if we wonder why someone has never thanked us for something we've done. I'll post links to the novels of Elizabeth Strout in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, Now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.